presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, after his fleeing caravan was bombed by the air forces under Captain Carstairs, Bhutan's men deserted, leaving him alone with his prisoner, Jungle Jim Bradley. However, Bhutan continued into the jungle, marching Jim before him at the point of a gun, determined to reach the Chinese border. A short time later, Bhutan and Jungle Jim were sighted from the air by the searching planes, and Captain Carstairs dropped a note to the wily prince, demanding his immediate surrender and telling him that he was completely surrounded. After reading the note, Bhutan, angered in the realization that he was ruined, raised his gun to shoot Jungle Jim, but before he could pull the trigger, a shot rang through the jungle and Prince Bhutan staggered forward. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Captain Carstairs are talking together back in Bhutan's hut.
Is Bhutan badly wounded, Captain Carstairs?
I am afraid he is, Mr. Real. Of course, he will receive the best treatment available. Dr. Hawkins and I have already done the best we could.
Are you sending him to Mandalay or Calcutta, Captain?
Mandalay. Lieutenant Rogers took off with him a quarter of an hour ago.
Well, he richly deserved what he got, but I hope he pulls through.
So do I, Lil.
Now, suppose we have a look at this rough map you've drawn of Camp Bradley. The emeralds, which you say are cached somewhere near here, would be valuable evidence if we could locate them.
Jim, tell me again. Just exactly what were Bhutan's words about the emeralds?
Well, he was barely conscious when he talked about them, Lil. He said they are where you were, in the cave under, and that's all.
Where you were, in the cave under.
Uh-huh.
Jim, are you sure that Bhutan didn't know about the second cave where you were hiding out?
Oh, I'm sure that he didn't, Lil. If he had known about that one, he would certainly have had his men search there.
Well, it seems as if a cave would be the most natural hiding place.
I've got it. Bhutan knew that when I first came here, I hid for several days in the old emerald mine. There must be a cave under the mine.
That may be it, Jim.
You say that Bhutan knew that you hid in the old mine.
That's right, Captain.
Very well. We'll have a search made. Orderly.
Yes, Captain Carstairs?
Present my compliments to Lieutenant Holbrook and ask him to report here to me immediately.
Right, sir.
Now, we'll have a thorough search made at once of the territory around the old mine. What other spots might be meant by the words, where you were, Bradley?
There are no other possibilities, Captain. Can you think of any place, Lil?
No, the old mine and your cave are the only two places.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Mr. Holbrook. How many men have you in camp now?
There's an entire company here now, sir. I believe we've captured more than half of Bhutan's men. The others have headed south toward Dumba Pass. They'll be stopped by Lieutenant Boggs.
Good. Come here. Take a look at this map. You see this spot just to the south of this camp?
Yes, sir.
Well, that spot marks an abandoned emerald mine. We have reason to believe that there may be a cave beneath it. I want you to take as many of the men as you need and search that spot thoroughly.
Right, sir. I'll start at once, sir.
Carry on.
Captain, I think we should call Ronnie Hawkins. He was here with Bhutan before either Jim or I arrived. He might know the cave Bhutan was talking about.
You're right, Lil. Ronnie was outside talking to his father a few minutes ago. Come on.
I don't see him now.
No, but there's Peter Hawkins.
Mr. Hawkins, where's Ronnie?
Oh, he left a few minutes ago, Mr. Real.
But where is he? We've got to find him.
Well, if you can help it, Jim, I wouldn't bother him now.
What do you mean, Mr. Hawkins?
Well, he and Myra walked into the jungle. Unless I'm wrong, they want to be alone.
Oh.
You say they went into the jungle?
That's right, Captain Carstairs.
Well, then they must be brought back. We have to question your son. There's a fortune in emeralds somewhere near here.
Yeah, and there may be some dangerous members of Bhutan's gang looking for those emeralds.
Exactly.
Now, which way did Myra and Ronnie go?
But you left, Jim. They've been gone about 10 minutes.
Come on, Lil. We've got to find them.
While this scene has been going on in the camp, Ronnie Hawkins and Myra Trent have been walking through the jungle.
Think of it, Ronnie.
In 2 or 3 days, we'll be in Calcutta.
Yes, Myra.
Oh, will it be good to be back in civilization again?
And then England.
England?
Myra, I don't think you can realize what it will mean to me to get back home. I can't remember having been there since I left to go to the war over 20 years ago.
You'll sail for England immediately?
Yes. Father and I were talking about it last night. I'm going to set up offices in the West End of London and go into private practice.
Yes?
Father says he knows... Why, Myra, what's the matter? There are tears in your eyes.
It's nothing. I was just thinking how good it would seem for me to get home to America, too.
To America?
Yes.
Whatever made you think you were going there?
Well, it's home, Ronnie, and I can't stay in India. At least I don't want to.
Myra, look at me.
Yes, Ronnie?
Did you think that I was going to let you go?
But, Ronnie...
Myra, you're going to England with me as my wife. That is, if you'll have me. Myra, you will marry me, won't you? What are you crying about, darling?
Because I've wanted you to say that, and I'm so happy, Ronnie.
Darling.
There. I won't cry anymore.
And you will marry me. You love me, don't you, Myra?
Oh, Ronnie, darling. I've loved you since the first day I saw you. You didn't even know me then, Ronnie. It was in the hospital, and I was your nurse. Oh, Ronnie.
Oh, darling.
Ronnie, there's someone coming.
Yes, I hear them, Myra.
It must be Jim O'Lill. Let's call
them. Wait, Myra. Don't call out. It might be one of Bhutan's men. They haven't captured all of them yet.
It is, Ronnie. There he is. Look. Over there.
You're right.
It's Gunnar. What's he doing here?
That's what we've got to find out, Myra. Instead of running away, he's making his way toward the camp.
I suppose he's looking for something.
Looking for something? That's it. He's looking for Bhutan's emeralds. They're hidden somewhere near the camp. Come on, Myra. Stay at my side and don't make any noise.
What are you going to do?
Follow him. We're going to let Gunnar lead us to Bhutan's emeralds. Come on. Careful, Myra.
Look, Ronnie. He's heading toward the bluff overlooking the camp. Do you suppose he wants to find out what's going on?
I don't know. Wait. He stopped. He seems to be looking for something.
Well, Ronnie, he's trying to move a big rock.
You're right. And now he's going to another one.
Look, he's pushing on that one, too.
Myra, I've got it. Bhutan's emeralds must be hidden under one of these big rocks. That's it.
That must be it, Ronnie. He's trying another one now.
The camp's just around the end of this bluff. I want you to go and get Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil while I stay here.
Oh, but Ronnie, you're not armed.
That's just it. Gunnar is. And we can't let him get away. Get Jim and Lil and tell them to hurry.
A few minutes later, Myra returns with Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Captain Carstairs.
Is this the spot where you left Ronnie, Myra?
I think so. Yes, there are the rocks that Gunnar was near.
There's no one in sight now. Ronnie must have followed Gunnar further.
They can't be far. If we spread out, we'll find them. Bradley, you and Miss DeVril go over toward the rocks. Mr. Hawkins and Miss Trent can stay here and watch. I'll circle round behind.
Well, what do you want us to do if we see them?
Well, your arm hasn't healed enough yet for you to get into a fight, Peter. We'll all try and keep you in sight. So if you and Myra see anything, you can signal us.
It's a very good plan. Is everybody armed?
Yes, Captain. Careful. There's the rock Myra said Gunnar was trying to move.
Well, he's not here now. What does all this mean, Jim?
The cave that Bhutan mentioned must be here somewhere, Lil. Don't you see, Bhutan said, they are where you were, in the cave under, and we were on this bluff.
And Bhutan had 2 machine gunners on top of the bluff.
Exactly, Lil. Those men served a double purpose. From their position, they overlooked the camp, and they also stood guard over the treasure.
Jim, there's another lodge around.
And you're right. Wait a minute. Let's listen.
There's someone around on the other side of that rock.
Come on, Lil. Yes, there's someone there, all right. See a shadow in the sunlight? Wait.
Can you see?
Come on, Lil. It's all right. It's Ronnie.
Oh.
Ronnie!
Jim, get down. Don't let him see you.
Is it Gunnar?
That's right. He's right over there, between that big rock and the bushes.
Where? I don't see him.
Neither do I.
Wait a minute. Why, he's gone. He was standing right there a minute ago trying to move that rock.
Come on. We're going to get over there and find out where he's gone. Here, Ronnie, take this pistol and be ready.
Here's where he stood.
Where could he have gone? Into the wall of the cliff, and he didn't climb that.
Yes, and we know that he didn't go back into the jungle. What was he doing over here, Ronnie?
He seemed to be looking around the base of the rock.
Well, say, there's two rocks here. This big one is standing on a flat slab.
And Jim, look at that arrow cutting the flat rock.
Ronnie, come on, give me a hand. Let's see if we can push this.
Great. Come on.
Jim, the rock's moving.
Let's try it once more, Ronnie. Come on.
Wait, Jim.
What?
This may be the wrong side. The rock's not moving the way that arrow points.
He's right, Jim. Right from here.
All right.
Like this.
All right.
Come on, Ronnie. There it goes. Look. There's a cave here. Come on.
Oh, Jim, be careful.
There's no one in sight, Lil. Ronnie, you stay here and guard the entrance. Come on, Lil. Let's go.
You've got to be careful, Jim. It's pretty dark in here, and we haven't arrived.
Quiet now, quiet. Wait. I see something moving. That must be Guna. And if it is, I'm going to take him.
Careful, Jim. We'll get as close as we can.
All right, you. Drop your hands.
Huh?
Oh, no, you don't. Stop. Stop.
Here,
Lou. I got him.
I can't see you. Are you all right?
Yes, he is. Strike a match.
Jim, look. The black cave. It's the one Bhutan had.
Open it, Lil.
Jim, we found them. The emeralds.
Lil and Jim have found Bhutan's catch of emeralds valued at $500,000. But what of Gunhar? Did he escape, and will he cause them more trouble? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you'll find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, the page entitled Gags and Gals, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, and Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week. Same time, same station for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.